With just a few weeks before the election, we're talking to you about the issues you care about and who you plan to vote for. Today, we visit the state of Kansas, a Republican stronghold. President Trump won 56% of the popular vote in 2016, but recently Democrats have made some ground, picking up a House seat and governor's race during the primaries. KMUW reporter Stephen Basaha visited the Old Town Farm and Market in downtown Wichita to find out what's on voters' minds.
It's a smallish farmer's market, but there's a lot of different things here. There's a guy who hand paints different buildings, icons in Wichita. There's lots of fresh produce, baked goods. The people here are great. They're very friendly. The dogs are wonderful to pet. That's why I come here, is the dogs. Not going to lie. My name is Gio Bondurant. I'm a guest teacher, and I'm an independent. So in March, I lost my job being a guest teacher for the school district because schools shut down. So this whole summer, I've been relying on unemployment, which I like to think the best incentive to get off unemployment is to be on unemployment. I've had to be on hold for 4 hours at a time, and that's if they don't hang up on me. And now I'm going to be forced to go back to the classroom, even though I do miss it, because $165 a week just won't cover a whole lot. I am definitely planning to vote this election. I feel that the person in the White House has pretty much destroyed America, and we need to get him out. I will be voting for Biden. I'm not enthusiastic about him, but the other options are just too horrible to think about. He's our best hope to get out of whatever we're in right now.
Yes, we make everything ourselves. Most of our salt starts out as white sea salt.
I'm Robert Nolan. I am a communications manager. I am 49 years old. I am a Caucasian white male. And I am a Republican. I am planning to vote, and we vote every election. We just do it every time. It's important to make sure that we do our part to make sure our voices are heard when it's time to make a choice for who's going to represent us or run the government for us. The pro-life issue is the most important issue for us. It's not the only thing, but that's the main thing that I look at. There were other factors that could affect who I vote for, but that's the most important. I'm going to vote for President Trump. I don't like where Joe Biden wants to take the country. I think his stand on all these riots is just ridiculous. I don't appreciate the fact that he hasn't stood up and said where the direction we need to go. All he's telling me is why he doesn't like President Trump. I really don't know where he wants us to go. I know where we're headed right now with the president we have.
I am Jane Shirley. I am 67 years old, Caucasian female. I'm a nurse, and I vote Democrat. I intend to vote because I'm discouraged about the direction our country is going in, and I really want to see a change. We are becoming so polarized that I feel like we aren't making progress. I've worked for years in public health. I'm very concerned about the fact that we are now in this public health crisis, but we had lost an enormous amount of support and funding for public health over particularly the last 4 years, both nationally and statewide, and that's part of the reason that we're in the mess that we're in right now. And to recover from COVID, to recover from the Trump administration, I think we need to see politicians who are willing to work together. Historically in Kansas, it's been a Republican state, but I think it's been a very centrist Republican state, meaning that I think we've had party leaders who have been on both sides of the aisle, but who have been willing to work to make progress.
I am Susan Smith. I'm an operations manager for a medical consulting company. I'm 50 years old, white female, and I am Republican.
My name is Bob Shue. I'm a heavy equipment transporter. I'm 55 years old. I'm a white and American Indian, I'm a male, and I'm a Republican.
We're married.
You know, when I grew up in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and I don't remember there being all of this division. You know, people understood and respected that we're all different, and this is the great melting pot, and this is what was kind of beaten into us as we were growing up, is that everyone has something to bring. You know, it's America. That's the whole point of this country, is to immigrate here and bring what you have and embrace other people's cultures. And it wasn't all of this cultural appropriation, and you can't do that because that's a white thing, and you can't do that because it's a black thing, or that's a Latina thing. It was all just, you know, look what I've brought to the table and look what I've brought and look what I have. And I know that there were riots and things like that. I remember there being social injustice.
But not like there are now.
Yeah, I think people are just more divided now more than ever. And I just hate all of the hate.
Well, for me, my number one issue for voting is I vote for people that are pro-life. And then I'm also a financial conservative. I believe we should pay our bills and we shouldn't be $25 trillion in debt.
Yeah, and I would say that both of us, we're not party voters. I mean, we take an active interest.
I know there's a lot of bad stuff in the conservative side and the Republican side, but the majority of it, for me, I agree with, so I vote Republican. There's always some bad with the good, period.
Right, right. But if you're watching, I mean, you know, you do your research, and you're not going to vote for someone that you don't agree with just because they're Republican. I voted for Obama the first term. As a registered Republican, I voted for Obama his first term because I believed in the things that he said. I didn't see him. Yeah, I didn't see that action. So I did not vote for him the second time. I think Trump's doing a great job. He's not my favorite person. I'm not saying that I'd like to hang out with the guy. But
well, we always say he's good on policy and not so good on personality.
Right. He is good on policy, though. And I think, 30 years from now, when all of the dust is settled and when the history books are written and the people look back, they're going to be like, wow, he did a lot more for this country than, certainly that people know about now.
Special thanks to KMUW Stephen Basaha for bringing us a snapshot of Wichita, Kansas, ahead of the presidential election.